Sick of those triple-digit pings? Tired of frozen, lagged-out players ruining a good game?
Are you ready for a war?
Art of War Central can provide the solutions you need for your server-side latency problems with high-speed servers that are fit for just about any game or mod out there. You'll have no problem getting your clan hosted. Art of War spans coast to coast with servers from Atlanta to San Jose, allowing you to select a close and convenient location. So make sure you visit www.artofwarcentral.com to get your team hosted today.
Let's see.
It appears to me that you believe ComCage is just the same as any other web hosting company out there, right?
Wrong.
Consider this. ComCage has lightning fast web server package prices that can't be beat, and an amazing staff there to support you for 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Are you getting all that from your current host? If not, perhaps it's time to pay us a visit. Check out www.comcage.com or call our toll-free number at 1-877-ComCage.
You've heard us say it before. If your team is in need of a private or public game server, turn to artofwarcentral.com. And just to make sure people have heard us say that before, I decided to go out of my way and make a few phone calls.
Hello?
Hi there, DJ Breaker for the Team Sportscast Network. Just calling to tell you about Art of War Central.
All right, thank you. I'm not interested.
Hi, this is DJ Breaker for the Team Sportscast Network. Just giving you a call about Art of War Central's great server hosting prices and Ventrilo.
I'm not buying anything.
Oh, well, I'm not asking you to buy anything. I just want you to know about, like, these great offers that Art of War Central has. I left our new commercial on your answering machine a couple times today.
Yes, I have checked my machine, and that's harassment, and I'm not buying anything, so please don't call
it. But Art of War Central...
Hello?
DJ Breaker again. Just wondering if you checked out www.artofwarcentral.com.
Please stop calling. We are good Christian people.
Needless to say, people obviously haven't heard us say it before. However, with a pending lawsuit against myself and artofwarcentral.com, I'm not allowed to mention that artofwarcentral.com is your team's hookup for private or public server hosting from a variety of games with a fully customized Ventrilo server anymore. artofwarcentral.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first show of Feel the Pain on the Team Sportscast Network. This is your community painkiller show, and like I said, it's the debut one, the first one ever. We've got quite a crew with us tonight, and expect these people to keep returning every week. Remember, this show is aired on Wednesday at 8 Eastern Standard Time. That is 7 Central, and I believe 5 Pacific. So make sure you tune in for that every single week as we run down maps. We talk about all the different players in the community, what's going on, what maps are going to be released, and of course, the CPL World Tour. And that's basically the big news of the past couple weeks. What game was going to be the show, or what game was going to be the game for the World Tour? And of course, you guys all know it has been Painkiller. And you know what? I could not have been happier when Painkiller was chosen. I came from Unreal background, but you know, when Painkiller was chosen, from a spectator's point of view, Painkiller is the way to go. It's fast, it's fun, it's furious. And you guys are going to like it. You're going to love what you see. And we're going to give you a little taste of what's going to be on the World Tour. The World Tour 2004 era. 10 different stops. Nine different countries, including the United States. And what a tour that's going to be. If someone can do it, they can take home $300,000. The last stop alone is $150,000. Now, you guys that all talk about how money shouldn't drive the community. Well, you know what? Money is driving the community. People aren't playing these other games. They are playing Painkiller because there is so much money involved with Painkiller. And, you know, I can't be happier that this game was chosen, because just the overall, everything about this game is what a 1v1 game should be like. The speed of the game, how much talent it takes, how much skill is involved in this game is incredible. And you guys are going to see a little bit of that tonight, as we have a guest with us. We're going to have a guest every single week. And we have a guest with us tonight. I'm sure you've seen the IRC spam. We will introduce him later, but I'm going to go on to some of our broadcasters tonight. The first one I'm going to mention tonight is Lucan. Lucan is going to be on air with us tonight. What's going on, buddy? I know you're sitting over there in Ventrilo. How are you feeling tonight?
What's up, dog? I'm feeling good, man, being here for the first Painkiller Community Show. I mean, it's going to be one heck of a ride, man, and I'm just so happy to be here with you for the first show, man. It's going to be one awesome ride from here on, you know that.
That's right. Feel the Pain is on air, Team Sportscast Network, and I can't mention the Team Sportscast Network and Painkiller without mentioning Marshall X. Marshall X is on air with us tonight. He was with us from the beginning when the game was released. And I'm really glad to have him on air. Marshall is hanging out with on Ventrilo with us tonight. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. You know, I was listening to the TSN show when Painkiller was announced as the game for the World Tour, and I gotta say, I was pretty pleased. You know, I came to TSN as an Unreal caster. I cast, I think, one match, and then pretty much went to Counter-Strike. And recently, I've been pretty much casting all Painkiller, and cast at the CPL Extreme Championships this summer with you and Bridger. And when I heard that it was Painkiller for the World Tour, I was pretty ecstatic, actually. You know, a lot of people say it's a bad game, but I think that they're just mad because the World Tour didn't turn out to be their game, be it Doom 3, UT, anything that's 1v1, basically, because exactly, you know, it's whatever your game is. You're not going to be happy if you don't get a possible $300,000 one for yourself. This isn't a team game. You guys got to remember, these people go here as one person. The first tour or the first stop, you personally can win $15,000 by yourself. That's not a team. That's not split up five ways. That's you, yourself, no one else.
That is insane. That is an insane amount of money. We just heard a while back, just recently, that Fatality has been going on these Fatality shootouts where he plays people in Doom 3 and whatever game he's playing at the time. And his last stop was in China. Rocket Boy was able to beat him 26-4, which is a big blowout match. It was on Delta Labs, I believe, which is a blowout score to beat Fatality. He won $125,000. And a sponsorship by A-Bit. And that right there is the most amount of money that has been singularly given to one person in professional gaming ever so far. So this tournament, the end of this road, will have $150,000 in a giant pot for one player. That is amazing. That's absolutely amazing. I give mega props to the CPL for putting this on. And we'll talk about that a little bit later, how much organization it's going to take to, it's I don't know, it's just crazy. All right, getting back to the intros here, switching up. We have got the Sexton Texan on air with us tonight. Byte is sitting in Ventrilo, and he is ready to get roaring tonight. Byte, what's going on, buddy?
Thank you very much, Style, for that awesome intro. Glad to be here. Painkiller, sort of new to me, but I'm no stranger to 1v1 games.